Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
My podcasting people, it's been a while. I've had a few interviews or chats with other people, but now you have the intimacy, the privacy of a conversation with just me for about 10, 15 minutes. And it's been a while. And coming into this second year of podcasting, and hopefully my 10 subscribers, I still only have 10. Maybe I have more, but I'll say 10 because I can probably identify these 10 people very clearly. But if you'd like to subscribe, do so and stay forever until the end of time. You'll enjoy it. You will find something interesting, and you will find quite a lot of things not that interesting. But anyway, just join. So, what's on the table today? Well, Black Friday. When this comes out, it will be Black Friday week for sure, or even on the very Black Friday. Now, we all know that Black Friday is something which kind of started in America. Not many people know the origins, and I think it's not even very clear in the US about the origins of Black Friday. But I have provided something, a blog post on Black Friday for you to peruse, and to peruse is also to have a look, for you to peruse and read, and hopefully it's close to one of the definitions and the meanings that I could find. However, this started me, the whole Black Friday thing started because I was looking to buy a new toothbrush. And I thought, oh, I'd wait until Black Friday, as you do. And one of the things, because I've been an electric toothbrush user for many, many years. Now, I know that this is probably not the most sexiest thing you've heard or you've tuned in for from a podcast. But anyway, this is the story. So, went on to Amazon, as you do, and electric toothbrushes. The first one that came up, believe me, shocked. I was in shock. 250 euros for an electric toothbrush. 250 euros. And this was with a 20% discount. It's a toothbrush. It brushes your teeth. For 250 euros, I mean, I was just shocked. So this started me to kind of investigate a little bit more. So then I saw another model from the same company, another model of toothbrush, but this one, believe it or not, 300 euro. Now, just a side note, I'm not sure if we say euro or euros, plural. I know British people will always say, or native speakers will always say euros with an S because it's plural. But I know in Europe, the French, the German, Spanish, say euro as singular. I think both are correct. No one's going to die if you get it wrong in a meeting. Back to the 300 euro toothbrush. 300 euros. I thought, who would buy a toothbrush for 300 euros? It doesn't matter how rich you are. I mean, this is like a stupidity. And then reading, I found out that this toothbrush apparently had AI capabilities. What that means, I have no idea. And Bluetooth connection. So I'm here talking to you about a 300 euro toothbrush. I think this is very sad. I don't know if it's sadder that you're listening to this about a 200 euro or 300 euro toothbrush, but I'm talking about a 300 euro toothbrush. Somebody is connecting their mobile phone to the Bluetooth connection to get some kind of information or feedback from this toothbrush about how they brush their teeth. Bluetooth connection and AI. I mean, I don't know what the AI thing does. Does it play a song depending on your mood? Does it tell you when to move around your mouth? Or does it tell you which tooth, remember, teeth, plural, tooth, singular, which tooth you've missed? I don't know if it castigates you because you didn't brush long enough, or it tells you interesting things about what's happening in the world. I have no idea. But this AI thing, whilst it can be useful, I think it's just a label that people are putting on everything. It reminds me when there was emotional intelligence. That was it. This book was called Emotional Intelligence. And it was like a business-based book, psychology book. And it had some great ideas, some very good ideas about how to manage your people, your team with emotional intelligence, etc. And develop yourself using becoming more aware with emotional intelligence. But then it just became stupid. Every single thing that you wrote or said, you had to include the word emotional intelligence. It was like a connector in English, like and if and but and then and however. It was just like, oh, buy toilet paper from Mercadona with emotional intelligence. Talk to your friends and order that coffee from the bar with emotional intelligence. It became stupid. I remember somebody asking me to write a course, and I wrote a course on, you know, managing people, etc. And I remember she said to me, but can we write in the title something, something, something with emotional intelligence? And I just thought, it's built in to the actual organization, the design, the activities on the course. I don't need to write the words emotional intelligence. It's part of the actual design and the activities built into the course. I don't need to write it for people to see. And they said, yeah, but it would be nice because then people see that it's included. And I thought, no. By the way, that course didn't happen. So maybe I was wrong. But back to the 300 euro toothbrush.
Neon lights on Black Friday night. I found a deal that felt so right. A toothbrush shining like a star in the sky. 300 euros, yeah, I don't know why. Chrome and silver, it whispered my name. Said, buy me now, your life will never be the same. I brought it home, plugged it in with pride. Then it buzzed so loud, it shook the nighttime tide. Ooh, it's high-tech electric. A brush and love connection. And when it turns on, it feels so right. Lovely tea. Dreams and a digital heart. A tiny screen telling me I'm brushing too hard. It glows in the dark like a UFO. Every time it vibrates, my curtains blow. Ooh, it's glossy, it's glowing. My dental future's glowing, but in the silence, it hums like slang for romance. Lovely teeth.
This AI stuff is really cool. It's like crazy. So anyway, there's no way I was going to spend 300 euros on a toothbrush, but I did buy something and it was a toothbrush and it was much cheaper, like only 20 or 25 euros. It's electronic, but this one works with ultrasound. Huh? Ultrasound. Now, I've only been using it 5 days and I'm not really sure what the ultrasound thing does, because the other one I had was a mechanical one, so the head span round in circles, and this one's a little bit more like the sound of an electric car, you know, it just has that like small buzzing electric motor sound. I'm not sure if this ultrasound thing is going to start affecting my brain. Maybe it has already, because I'm doing a small podcast about toothbrushes and you're listening. But I'm not too sure if it's going to start affecting my brain. Maybe after 1 year's use, maybe I become more intelligent. Maybe I can connect to the internet without using a telephone or a modem or something. Maybe I can talk to extraterrestrials. I can't say it. Maybe I can talk to extraterrestrials, people from outer space. Watch this space and listen to my adventures of the electric toothbrush. That's so stupid. So, my friends and podcast listeners, thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. Because if you listen to this up to this point, you need a lot of patience. And more interviews coming up, more monologues coming up, silly conversations.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.